Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? No discharge in that war. Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Shalom, 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 all that are gathered here tonight. Let me hop over here into the chat room. Only a few, as always, a few. Hallelujah. Well, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Boy, it's mighty works. I'm sitting here trying to dial, make sure I'm getting good signal. Hallelujah. Hopefully, I'm coming in loud and clear. And I do speak kind of loud. I'll thank you all. Thank you, beloved brethren, for giving the check for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can proceed on. Hallelujah. I pray and I hope that everyone has been enjoying the teachings that Pastor has been bringing forth. And tell you the truth, it's stirring up some hornet's nest. It's pulling the cloak off of a lot of things, which is good. Very thankful for the teachings. Because with any teaching, we apply it to ourselves. How many times we like pointing the fingers and have someone in mind who this pertains to. And so it might be so, but still, judgment must first begin with you. If you are the house of Yah. And then you can probably see clearly to pull, you know, the little piece of wood out of your brother or sister's eye. Hallelujah. Interesting times. Interesting times, saints of the Most High Yah, but good times. I'm glad to see we're at the end of this. And as the days go on, I can see how much more fervent heat it's going to take to cleanse, to purify. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Well, bless you all once and again. Teacher Shane kind of running on fumes here. Been up since about 2 a.m. this morning, but we're all good. We're good. We're good. All things are sufficient. Hallelujah. Very glad to be a servant. Very humbled to be a servant. Always and all things. We all should be. Hallelujah. 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 It is sad how the order of things have gotten. How in our time, in our hour, we've never seen such an attack on the image of Yah, on the people of Yah, on his tabernacle, on everything that he is. There's all kinds of blasphemies being spoken out there. Many of you know what these blasphemies are. And most of the time, they're not spoken with lips. They're actually lived. Conversation of the wicked is clearly to be seen in this time, in this hour, especially among the homosexuals, the pedophiles, the transvestites, and hermaphrodites, or what, I don't know. These people that say they are neither male or female, they're binary, I don't know if they got a number or whatever, and then you got Thabies, and I'm like, man, we know Yah is not the author of confusion. We see as the days get more grossly dark, more evil, we see much confusion in the minds of the children of the Hasatan, because he is their father. And in a nutshell, to have him as your father, you pretty much are left fatherless. But we, the people of the Most High Yah, we're not orphaned. We've not been widowed. We do have a father, a heavenly father, that cares for us, that provides all of our needs according to his riches and glory. See, the mind of the fatherless, we can read it throughout all Scripture. How the Most High Yah would not have a child to be fatherless. How he would not have a widow without a head after her husband has died. And how he would continue seed in a family from brother to brother. One brother dies, leaving no seed with his wife, then his brother takes on the mantle of carrying on his brother's seed. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. See, we serve a father that is a true and real father. Many times we get out from under his covering when we leave the place of a child. We are the children of Yah. And if we remain children of Yah, then he can be glorified as the Father. Oh, hallelujah. 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 We've been in a study, kind of a short study, eh? No. It's been quite a few years we've been in the book of Hebrews. We're at the last chapter. We're almost halfway through. But we're taking our time. And I reflect on the book of Hebrews so much. How it's written to the children which Yah had given Yeshua. The Hebrews. And in the whole book, it's just a chronicle of the one that loved us and gave himself for us and died for us. We get to see an epic of majesty throughout the book of Hebrews. And we've been just skimming the surface, trying to keep this pretty much simple as possible. Because understanding the life of Christ, understanding the mind of Yah, has to be understood through living it. So we have a living word that we can behold each and every day. It provides all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Like I said, our Father would not have us to be fatherless. You see in this time, this hour, how much the attack on the family is to make families fatherless. And because of the fatherlessness, why boys are growing up gay. I just don't want to get into all the deprivation of having things out of order. As we know, the Hasatan being a destroyer, hating anything of the structure of Yah, hating anything of the mind of Yah, even though he was created by Yah. Amazing. He hates the very essence of our Elohim. And he knows he has a short time. So his assault is deepening day by day by day. The blasphemies are piling up. The voice of the false prophet is speaking through all these perverted lifestyles, perverted thinking, perverted ways, perverted doctrines, whatever else is a perversion. So let us continue, saints of the Most High, in the book of Hebrews. We've been in chapter 13, and as always, I'm going to retract a little bit and go back to verse 8 as we go forward again. It says, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, he's the same yesterday. Who is? Yeshua HaMashiach is the same yesterday, and today, and forever. And it's amazing through his teachings the Most High has had pastor to do that people A lot of so-called believers who call on the name of Jesus, when they start hearing the Yeshua of yesteryear, the Yeshua from Genesis to Malachi, and go, it's amazing that when he opened the disciples' understanding, he didn't open their understanding from Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Romans, Corinthians, none of that. None of their understanding was opened then. He opened their understanding of all things written concerning him. Then their understanding was opened. So, Yeshua HaMashiach, the same yesterday. And as he was yesterday, he's the same today. And 1 year down the road, 2 years down the road, 10 years down the road, he's going to be the same. But we know the Romans have fabricated their own Messiah, their own Savior, coming from the Virgin of Rome, perversions of Pontifex Maximus, and everything through the ages, the Crusades and everything. We look at our time now, what's going on in the awakening of the Hebrews and of the Israelites. This is probably the most real crusade that the Most High Yah is bringing forth. Spirit of Elijah is about turning the hearts of the children back to the Father, and the Father's hearts back to the children. See? Father, Father, Father. And many people out here say they believe, but they don't have the Father. They're still practicing Christmas and Easter. I say they're still in their hoe phase. I don't know if they will ever get out of their hoe phase. We want to look at it bluntly. Israel and Judah, and Yeshua HaMashiach of yesterday, when he addressed them, he knew that they was having a whole phase. So the very things that were instituted from the beginning, the word, by the word all things consist, and if you want to enter into life, then there's precepts, there's statutes, there's laws and commandments there to protect you, to shield you, to guide you, to keep you in life. Because our Heavenly Father wants to distribute life. He is a plenteous Elohim. He tends to plenteous to his people. And then Israel was getting ready to go on their whole phase. Through the prophet, he told them, hey, he was their husband. Well, no, as the whole phase commenced, they desired a king. No, Yeshua HaMashiach, same yesterday and today and forever. There's no new thing under the sun. Which has been shall be again. But we're in the time where everything is being wrapped up. Everything is coming to its fullness. And it must come to its fullness. And I thank Yah for this. As the days go on, this is definitely marvelous in our eyes. So Yeshua HaMashiach, the same yesterday and today, and forever. And then it goes on and says, right after it says that, now that it is stated, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever, it tells you, be not carried about by diverse and strange doctrines. Because it says, it's a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Just temporal things. Just things for the flesh. Things for the temporal body. As it was stated, Yeshua HaMashiach, the same yesterday and today and forever. And because he's the same now, don't be carried away by diverse and strange doctrines that a lot of these people want to hold up as a shield and a banner. And we will not go in all these beliefs, because many of us that have been in this walk for a while understand what I am talking about. Diverse and strange doctrines. As they do come preaching another Messiah. And he's a Messiah of their own belly. He's a Messiah of their own lust. He's a Messiah of their own desires. That Roman... Hallelujah. I was glad one day to denounce my Roman citizenship. Because once I learned that my citizenship is in heaven, that my king is Yeshua, that my father is Elohim, Yah Almighty, I departed. And I am glad to be away from that. I'm going to say a word. Shit. Oh, don't be carried away by diverse and strange doctrines. I'm using it in context as it should be used. It might have a little shock value, but oh well. Maybe it got your attention just for a little bit. Oh, hallelujah. And in verse 10, where we pick up, Yeshua HaMashiach, the same yesterday and today and forever. Says Hebrews 13:10, we, there's only a certain we, and it's only addressed to a certain people. This book is written to the Hebrews. Okay. We, the Hebrews, have an altar. What? An altar? What is this altar? A place of sacrifice. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In times of old, this altar was used for slaying and burning of animals and victims and sacrifices. There was an altar in times of old of whole burnt offerings, which stood in the court of the priest at the temple in Jerusalem. There was even an altar of incense, which stood in the sanctuary or the holy place. And then there was an altar on which our Savior was nailed to, in which he suffered a good death. He was dying for us. Like he said in Hebrews, earlier chapters, I and the children which Yah has given me. Hebrews. So we have an altar. We have a place of sacrifice. We have Yeshua HaMashiach on a tree, the same yesterday and today and forever. to understand the sacrifice on the tree. As you walk this walk and talk this talk and live this life, it's deepened and enriched more day by day as you live it. When you understand, and when you come to a place in your walk that you were on that tree with him. Why you say that, Teacher Shay? I can say it for myself because he was tasting death for me, tasting death for you, you child of Yah. So we have an altar. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. And you know, I meditated on that and come to a quick understanding by the strength of the word and strength of the spirit. Because in times of old, it was the Levites which served the temple. But after the order of Melchizedek ariseth one out of the tribe of Judah, another altar, another priest. It wasn't that, you know, the Levites were in some of, from, you know, to transfer one to another. Wasn't that the, well, all things are ordained of Yah. I'm trying to keep this simple. Trying to keep this simple, saints of the Most High, because I know if I go off into certain areas, I might lose you. And I don't want to lose you. I really don't want to lose you. But there was a time when there was a priesthood that served the tabernacle. Now look at our time and our hour, and I hear the words which Yeshua and the Father had spoken to me. Now you are the temple of Yah. You are his tabernacle. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm starting to understand now. When one transfers from one, and then it goes into a greater existence. See, the Most High Yah would have one as a contrast for the other. One that would explain the weakness of the flesh. And then one that that would proclaim the power of the Spirit. We understand by the word that Adam was earthly. The first Adam. And by the word we understand that the second Adam was a quickening spirit. Not to say that we should defunct the first Adam. Not that we should defunct the Levites or just cast that away. But the Most High does all things well. We could just understand his order, the way that he would lay out things. Like some would say, well, if the Most High I knew that this created being Lucifer was going to do what he was doing, Yah knowing all things, well, why didn't he take care of it then before he had to play out this epic that we're now involved and immersed in? Well, if you keep walking in the strength of Yeshua, if you keep taking on the mind of Christ, if you keep on living his life, all these things will be added unto you. It's always the first admonition, seek ye first the kingdom of Yah. Too many people don't seek first the kingdom of Yah. They don't seek to repent. They don't seek to be delivered. They don't seek to be filled with His Spirit. One thing to have the Most High on the outside, but now we, the children of Yah, have Him living on the inside. So the altar does take on, it's not that we're doing away with the altar of old. The altar is still having the same function as an altar. Because even now, the word of Yah, if it remains in us, we do not sin. But if we do sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Oh, there's that word again. Yeshua HaMashiach. There is a sacrifice there. We will eat from that altar. We will not eat of the altar of bulls and bullocks and doves and such like. There's no need for that. When the greater has come, when the Word was made flesh. Everything that was written from Genesis to Malachi, if we can say it in that form, it became flesh. Because He opened His disciples' understanding when He revealed Himself from all of that. Hallelujah. 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 We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. As it goes on and explains, for the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, that is burned without, that body is burned without the camp. Without the camp. Without the camp. And I'm amazed in this time, in this hour. I mean, let me see. About 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I didn't even hear nothing about these things called camps that are out there that are calling themselves Hebrew Israelites, calling themselves camps. Well, we're starting to understand a lot of things are done without the camp. Again, I'm going to read it again. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. Well, they understand the altar is a place of sacrifice. And we know He was the sacrifice. And then it talks in the times of old, the altar where certain beasts were sacrificed. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary, for life is in the blood, by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Hebrews 13:12, wherefore Yeshua, Jesus also, that He might set apart the people, the children which Yah had given Him, the Hebrews, with His own blood, that He suffered without the gate. So we're starting to understand the without altar. Wherefore Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people with His own blood. Suffered without the gate. At that altar. And He was on that tree. Beautiful words. It says, while we, the children of Yah, were yet sinners, there was one on that tree dying. For me to be living in this time now, and to understand, me being a child of His, I was on His mind at that time. And only, not only that, We were on the Father's mind before the foundation of the world. And there was a lamb slain. There had to have been an altar there. The foundation of the world, an altar there where a lamb was slain. Hebrews 13 again, let us, the Hebrews, the children which Yah had given him, go forth. We don't go back, we go forth. We don't go back, we go forth. Therefore unto him without the camp. How many times is it going to say that? And we go without the camp. To bear his reproach. And I think it's a wonderful thing to be reproached for his name's sake. When I understand the one who created real life, life to its fullest, who was life in its fullest, the author of life, and throughout all the annals, throughout the volume of this book, constantly trying to keep his children in life. He is life. He is the truth. He is the way. He is the life. More and more day by day, because of this life, without him, I can do nothing. I've come to a point in life that there is no other life than his life. So if I'm going to take on his life, I'm going to see, and I'm going to learn. And he was commanded by the Father. He was He had statutes, commandments, and laws that he had to fulfill, that he had constrained to be able to minister life unto us. The very thing that got him to the tree, that he hung on to the very essence of life. Knowing that there was a joy set before him. Until all the sins, iniquities, and transgression was put on that body. Put on that sacrifice that was on that altar. When that was at its fullness, we read, we hear, and we understand, it is finished. And he gave up. The ghost. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. And this is, again, it is reverberated or mentioned so many times throughout the word. 1 Corinthians 9:13. Do you not know that they which minister about holy things live of the holy things of the temple? And they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar? Have an altar. Whereof they have no right to each which serve the tabernacle. Do ye not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar? The next chapter over it says, 1 Corinthians 10:18, Behold Israel after the flesh. What Israel after the flesh? Are not they which eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? So what about Israel after the Spirit? We'll go back in Hebrews chapter 7. Read a little bit here. I'm going to talk about Melchizedek just a little bit. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High Yah, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all. First being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. Thou father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of Yah, abideth a priest continually. And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, although they came out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Hallelujah. And in here, men die. And here, men that die receive tithes. But there, he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. And I may so say, Levi also, who received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham. Why? For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek, and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity also a change of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our master sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arises another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. So the children of Yah, we have an altar. Again in verse 17, for he testifieth, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. A lot of people say, oh, who's Melchizedek? How can we learn everything about Melchizedek? Learn about Yeshua. Everything he did was in order. One thing many people miss when reading, and yeah, we understand who Melchizedek was. We know he was a priest of the Most High Yah. But don't forget about everything that he walked in, the statutes, the commandments, everything that he performed was written. It was dictated. It was a structure. It was a construct that he had to operate in. So when we see the Word becoming flesh, we can see in everything that Yeshua did, from beginning to end, was in still the same order as Melchizedek came in. Verse 18, for there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. It says, for the law made nothing perfect. We're not going into that, the laws. But the bringing in of a better hope did, by which we draw nigh unto Yah. Again, I'll read it again. We have an altar. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. And inasmuch as not without an oath, he was made a priest. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath, by him that said unto him, the master swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Yeshua, Jesus, made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue. Why? By reason of death. They could not live continually. They were mortal. But this man, Yeshua HaMashiach, because he comes after the order of Melchizedek, because he continueth ever, has an unchangeable priesthood. We have an altar. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto Yah by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. We have an altar. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. Then he ever liveth, he all yesterday, today, and forever the same. Liveth to make intercession for them. For such a high priest became us. For such a high priest, and high priest became us. Do you not know that they which minister about the holy things live of the things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar? We have an altar, huh? For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. We have an altar. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him, without the camp, bearing his reproach. For this he did once when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. Again, I think it's John 19. Let's go to John 19, starting at verse 17. And he, Yeshua, bearing his cross, his tree, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, they impaled him, and two other with him, one on either side, one, and Jesus in the midst. We have an altar. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. Revelation 21 and 3 says, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of Yah is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And Yah himself shall be with them and be their Elohim. 2 Corinthians 5:1, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of Yah, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. We have an altar. The altar that is without. Are you going to come out of her and be Yah's people? You going to come out of her and be children so that he can be the father that he wants to be? Is Israel going to submit herself? It is time for Israel, Judah, the whole house, two sticks being made one, to get out of their damn hole phase. And Hebrews 8 and 2, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which Yah pitched, and not man. So again, we have an altar. The altar that's without. An altar that is without the camp. An altar that is without the gate. So I'm saying, many of you, I said, no, in this time, me and pastor told me, a day or two ago, out of IU, IC, or whatever alphabet folks are, they call them camps, and I just got to shake my head on that. I'm like, no. I don't know where they got that from. It must be some superfluity or some kind of residue or some kind of fornication from the whole phase. I don't know. And some might get upset at that. If they would see who's behind this mic and the color of his complexion, the color of his tint, they would look on the temporal and judge everything and miss it all. So if you're in these other camps, these other things that's not of Yah, get away from them hoes. We know in this time and in this hour, we're in the time of where the Roman rides the beast. It is the construct of our hour, and it must be so this way. This has been written in eternity. This has been structured and construct to go this way. Yah's doing something marvelous. We stay at the altar. We'll be partakers with the altar. Just as the first fruits, Yeshua HaMashiach, went forth and did what he did, made us joint heirs, co-inheritors. We eat as he eats. We should walk as he walks, talk as he talks, think as he thinks, because we have an altar. And we go without the camp. We go unto him because he's outside of the crap of this world. We love him so much, we will bear his reproach. Well, saints of the Most High Yah, the without altar. Just a little journey again tonight, this evening. Hallelujah. I'm going to take a little small break here. Let Sister Wenda talk to you just for a little. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I can get this button to work on Blog Talk.
Shalom. This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
You know, the children know his name.
And he shall be called Advocate, Lamb of God, the Resurrection and the Life, Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, Judge, Lord of Lords, Man of Sorrows, Head of the Church, Master, Faithful and True Witness, Rock, High Priest, the Door, Living Water, Bread of Life, Rose of Sharon, Alpha and Omega, True Vine, Messiah, Teacher, Holy One, Mediator, the Beloved, Branch, Carpenter, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, Image of the Invisible God, the Word, Chief Cornerstone, Savior, Servant, Author and Finisher of our faith, the Almighty, Everlasting Father, Shiloh, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, I Am, King of Kings, Prince of Peace, Bridegroom, Only Begotten Son, Wonderful Counselor, Emmanuel, Son of Man, Day Spring, the Amen. King of the Jews, Prophet, Redeemer, Anchor, Bright Morning Star, the Way, the Truth, and the Life, Jesus Christ.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And again, here we are, saints. Tomorrow is coming. Take no thought for tomorrow, what you shall eat, what you shall put on, all of that. For our Heavenly Father knows what you have need of. Trust in Him. Trust in Yah. Hallelujah, because we have an altar. We be reproached. We be reproached for His name's sake. So we want to live His life. We want life. We want it more abundantly. We want that which was ordained from the beginning. The thing that pleased Yah. To where He would say it is good. We want to hear that at that day. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. So, saints of the Most High Yah, continue on in the fear of Yah and in the love of Yah. Keep your mind on Him. Let His words penetrate. Don't go be out here hoeing. We the people of the Most High Yah, we should not be going through no hoe phases. Not what we have been reading in this word. It's written for our admonition, for our learning, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Our brothers and sisters that went on before, we see what took place. We've seen the reward. I like the reward of life. I always enjoy the reward of life. Like I was hearing Pastor and the way he was going on, because you heard him, you was prepared. Well, you received the pastor, you received the prophet. You get the prophets, the pastors, reward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joint heirs. Partakers at the altar. The altar that is without. The without altar. Our saints of the Most High Yah, be blessed. Be strong. Be mighty in Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.